Before the battle of Letterman versus Leno, before Ed took his place on Johnny's couch, there was Jack.
What's a Tonight Show like?
Well, it sometimes is great fun, and sometimes it's sad, and sometimes it's frightening. It's a traumatic experience to do that show. That's a psychiatric term I learned. A traumatic experience means that I not only have a hole in my head, but when the wind blows, I hear flutes.
Jack Parr, the first host of NBC's The Tonight Show, died today at the age of 85. Starting in 1957, Parr's revolutionary late-night program brought actors, personalities, and politicians into America's living rooms as never before. Joining us to talk about the life and career of this broadcast pioneer is Adam Buckman, television critic for the New York Post, and he's with us from their offices in New York City. Thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
What made The Tonight Show under Jack Parr different from earlier variety shows?
Well, Jack Parr had been a comedian and hosted other talk shows, but I think what people remember this far, in this year, it's been so long since he's been on, I think they remember or give him credit for being a more intelligent, perhaps more erudite interviewer of various news-making subjects and entertainers than the current crop of late-night hosts, who are generally comedians coming out of the entertainment world. While he had a comedic background, he was more of an interviewer than an entertainer in the role as host.
But he would not, blanch at bringing on the Chimp Act.
Well, not at all, because he had a lot of time to fill. I mean, the show was probably 90 minutes a night in those days. And so to just generalize and say that he only interviewed, authors and poets and politicians is probably not entirely accurate. But he is known for having a more urbane touch. Today, with Jay Leno and David Letterman, they'll even say frequently that the point of each of their interview segments is to get laughs out of the celebrity they're interviewing and to make a comedic situation out of it. Jack Parr, it was not his aim. His aim was to have an intelligent conversation with somebody.
And in pursuit of intelligent conversations, he had some controversial moments.
Well, yeah, he was host of what we then knew as The Tonight Show. I think it actually got retitled The Jack Parr Show under his reign. From 1957 to 1962, which was a long, long time ago, and not even that long when you compare him with the longevity of even Jay Leno today or David Letterman or Johnny Carson. And it's interesting, the clip you played before this segment where he talked about the stress and the trauma, it was really true with Jack Parr. Hosting The Tonight Show was tough on him, and after 5 years, he called it quits because he was tired of feuding and fighting. He famously quit one evening on the air and kind of walked out on a one-man strike for a couple of weeks, leaving Hugh Downs, his sidekick, sitting there with his mouth open all over the network, cutting a joke from his show from it had been recorded earlier and then aired later at night on tape, a joke he made about a water closet, which to you and me is probably a pretty polite term for a toilet. And they didn't like the joke because they felt it was crude, and he went off and he made a speech, and he stalked off the show, like, the next night.
But as you pointed out, when he did leave, it was after a relatively short time, and he was still in his prime. Interestingly, Johnny Carson, though he lasted much longer as host of The Tonight Show, also left on top, and neither guy seemingly did much afterwards.
Well, certainly Jack Parr was a lot younger when he left The Tonight Show. Johnny Carson was, of course, at what we generally consider to be, for many people, retirement age. And he has certainly been somewhat reclusive, and we call it reclusive because he refuses to go on TV, and he plays a lot of tennis, and he sails his boat, and he lives in Malibu. Jack Parr had several other shows after The Tonight Show. He did weekly primetime shows, combination of talk and variety, and you can even look it up and see that he last had a show in about 1973, which is short-lived. But really, ever since then, he pretty much dodged the business. He got out of it, was rarely seen in public again, although occasionally on television as a guest.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting because he goes way, way back in TV history. Frankly, further back than I go. People still talk about him, and he must have really made an impact in those 5 years. He constantly made headlines. He was feuding with Walter Winchell and Ed Sullivan. He was fighting with network executives and talking about it on the air. I mean, it must have been kind of I think it was somewhat of a thrill to watch him. And the people who were watching in those days, they still have very, very strong memories of his 5 years on the show.
When my parents would let me stay up late enough at night, I did get a chance to watch Jack Parr, and read Ed Sullivan and remembered watching him on TV, too. So apparently I'm a little too old for all of this.
Jack Parr famously interviewed Fidel Castro in Cuba on his show, you know, really at the height of the Cold War, and he was castigated by various columnists, including Walter Winchell, for that one. Even had a controversial broadcast from the Berlin Wall. So he was ambitious enough to want to mix things up. He kind of almost purposely, and maybe even to his detriment, you know, flew in the face of various standards and set himself up to have conflicts with the network. And
Adam Buckman, I'm afraid that's all the time we have, but thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Jack Parr is dead. This is NPR News.